Good day, everyone, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 17. I'm your host, Pete Castanis, and this program is brought to you by radio station WLAK-FM Stereo 94. And here's a commercial from 1974.
Beautiful WLAK. All day, all night, all music, all the time. WLAK, FM Stereo 94. It's beautiful. So beautiful, it's become the sixth Great Lake. W Lake. WLAK.
Okay, we are back, and I hope you enjoyed that commercial. A lot of people living in the Chicagoland area remember the radio station very fondly, and it's I'll give you a brief history of that. It was first called WEBHFM, and that started in 1958 all the way to 1970, and the call letters were from the Edgewater Beach Hotel, which was located on the north side on North Sheridan Road, probably near, Hollywood Avenue. I don't know the exact address. I can't think of it on my top of my head. It's right near the Greek Orthodox Church, St. Andrews. I've been there a couple of times. And then it changed to WWEL, and it became a beautiful music format. It played beautiful music, easy listening. And then in February 1972, it changed to WLAK, and that was referred to Lake Michigan. And I liked the radio station. It as a teenager at the time, you know, as a young child, I liked the radio station, but I also like rock and roll and oldies. And then that radio station went from 1972 to 98 in 1989. And I remember the TV commercials for that. And then it changed to Light FM, which is still used today. And I still listen to that radio station not very often. And so that's the brief history of WLAK. All right. Today I will be talking about a few things. First I will talk about a Hollywood legend that died on Saturday. And I celebrated Easter that weekend. And I want to tell people I had a very nice Easter. I didn't go to church because of I still have bathroom issues with my surgery, you know, and my radiation for prostate cancer, so I had to stay home. And my mother made a wonderful dinner. It was delicious, as always. And about the actress who passed away was Olympia Dukakis. She died on Holy Saturday, and she was 89 years old, and she was best known for her role in Moonstruck. And it was a wonderful movie, and she was a Greek American actress, but she played an Italian in the movie, which she played very well. But you know, I always see her as a Greek woman, and she was a stage actress, director, producer. She was very versatile, and she was from Lowell, Massachusetts. And her cousin was Michael Dukakis, who ran for president in the 1988 presidential race. He didn't win. And as far as I know, he retired now, so he's still alive. And Olympia married an actor. His name was Louis Zorich. And he was from Chicago, and their nephew is Chris Sorge, who used to play with the Bears, Chicago Bears. And let's see. So she, Olympia acted for a very long time, and I posted an ad earlier last week, this weekend, that, you know, she appeared at Borders Bookstore, which was located at Randolph and State in the Chicago Loop, and she wrote an autobiography. So it's a shame she passed away. She was a wonderful actress. And the funny thing about it is when My Big Fat Greek Wedding came out, I was thinking, why didn't they ask her to play the mother of the family? She would have been perfect, but they had with Leni Kazan, which she wasn't Greek. She's Jewish. But I liked Leni Kazan. She was a great singer, wonderful actress. But I think Olympia would have been perfect for the part. You know, I don't know if she was asked. I don't know. So that's very sad she passed away. So we still have her movies. They live on. And then one other thing. When I saw Moonstruck for the first time, it wasn't in the theater. I rented it on VHS at Blockbuster Video, which was located at 87th and Pulaski in hometown. And I missed that store very much. Actually, I love video stores. I love to browse. I wish it was back. Okay. So the other thing I will talk about is Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Now, here's something very interesting about this restaurant. Let's see. So the restaurant was founded in 1969 and in Columbus, Ohio. And they opened a lot of stores in the Chicagoland area. I remember one that was at, I believe, on South Kedzie in, I think, 59th Street, maybe 59th. I don't know. It's in the Marquette Park neighborhood. And there were a lot of locations. And I'll give you a little more history about the show. The restaurant. Arthur Treacher was an actor, and from England. He was born in July 23rd, 1894, and he was famous for playing butlers in the movies, and he played opposite Shirley Temple in the movie Heidi, and he played a very famous character. He was a valet, a butler in the P.G. Woodhouse stories, Jeeves. And he was best known for being the sidekick of Merv Griffin's talk show in the 60s. And it's, according to the history, he lent his name to the restaurants. I don't know how that came about, because he didn't look like the type, you know, to get into business of a restaurant, but I guess he was convinced. And so his name, he lent his name to the restaurant. It was very popular. They had a wonderful menu. I tried it once. The fish was very good. The chips, of course, in England, they call them French fries, and they were good. And then they introduced chicken later on, which I did try that, and it was pretty good. And people loved the place. Very clean, good food. Arthur Treacher acted in television as well as hosted on Merv Griffin. I remember in a couple episodes in the Beverly Hillbillies, he played a butler, of course, at a home. And he passed away in 1975. And, you know, a lot of people wouldn't remember him from his acting career. They probably remember him from the name that's attached to the restaurant. And one famous role that a lot of people remember him from, it was in Walt Disney's Mary Poppins. So he played a constable, which I remember. He was funny in that movie. I liked him. And then, people commented on the post of a fish and chips restaurant, and they remember it fondly. They loved it. They're still in business, but not here. Elsewhere in the United States, as far as I know, they're still around. So I don't know if they're the same Oh, here we go. I got the information here. They're about in four states. So there are about eight or nine locations left. I have no idea if they're still have the, I'm sure they have the same items. I don't know if it tastes the same. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Another thing I will talk about is, I cut off for just a second. So now I'm going to talk about the Coral Theater in Oaklawn, Illinois. And that was located at 4710 West 95th Street in Oaklawn, Illinois. It opened in 1942. And in 1963, they remodeled the theater, both inside and outside. And it was a very popular place to go see a flick. And the theater closed in 1984, and then they tore it down, and now they built the Coral Plaza Shopping Center, which I pass by most of the time on 95th Street. There, right now, there's a FedEx office, some medical offices, and a restaurant called Flapjack's, which I know who owns the restaurant. I haven't been there yet, so I heard it's a very good place. I talk about a couple things about the Coral Theater. Someone said that the lobby, you remember, is the lobby that had a red leather couch and chairs and a fireplace and an attached courtyard garden where you can walk around while you're waiting for the movie to start. And they had huge murals of Polynesian scenes, people building canoes, and they were painted on the sidewalls of the auditorium. And I don't know if there was a fish tank there. I think there was. Somebody mentioned that. I don't know. Someone can correct me on that. And the theater was wonderful. I only went to that theater once, and it was for the 1976 movie from Walt Disney called Gus, and it starred a mule that played football. And the mule was from Yugoslavia, and his owner named Andy would say, "Oich," the mule would kick a soccer ball in a far distance. So someone discovered him, and then he played a professional football team, and he was the kicker, which I thought was hilarious. And I saw the movie with my mom and my brothers and friends of the and some friends of the family, and we got together. And I loved the theater. It was beautiful. And the movie was hilarious. And it had a cast of thousands of TV celebrities. It had Ed Asner, Don Knotts, Tim Conway, Dick Van Patten, Bob Crane, and a couple of football players. It was Johnny Unitas. It was Dick Butkus. Tom Bosley was in the movie. A lot of people you would recognize on television. And it was a big hit. And I bought the movie on DVD years later, and I still have it. And I watched it a couple of times. It's still hilarious. I love the movie. To some people, it might be silly, but it wasn't. I love the movie. And so the Coral Theater, like I said before, it torn down in 1984, and it was very sad, you know, to see that. And I read a post from Facebook that people had memories of going seeing it. They saw the Hard Day's Night in 1964. It was jam-packed with teenage girls, and they used to, even before they went to the movie or after the movie, they stopped off at White Castle's on the corner of 95th and Cicero Avenue, which is still there. And there was also the International House of Pancakes. That's been torn down. And the restaurant that was nearby at the time was Banana Steakhouse. And that was a great place. I've been there a couple of times. And that was at 94th Street. And there's a bank right now. The Banana Steakhouse opened in 1958, and it was there for almost 20 years, and then they changed into Papachino's, and that didn't last very long. And then now it's a U.S. bank there. So a lot of places in Oakland are gone. And luckily, the Coral Theater survived the 1967 tornado that hit Oakland, and it devastated the area. So that was spared. Thank God for that. And there's photos of the tornado. They're on Facebook. They have a group. And I found a newspaper, the 1967 edition of the Chicago American. And I posted that for the 50th anniversary of the tornado when it occurred. And you saw a lot of photos. There were buses overturned. There was a Red Barn restaurant that that was devastated. I think a Prince Castle. There was a Prince Castle restaurant. It was on Southwest High. I think it came unscathed. I could be wrong. But one business that was torn down, the tornado ripped through, was Oakland Roller Rink. I've been there once. A beautiful place. There's memories that I'll talk about the roller rink in a future episode. So we'll see about that. Okay. So that'll be all for today. I apologize for the cutoff. I'm still used to this new thing of podcasting episodes. So I'll be signing off right now. And this is episode 17. I'm your host, Pete Castanis, and hope you can join me for the next episode. And here is Ray Rayner again saying bye-bye for now. And I will say bye-bye now. Take care and have a good day. Thank you.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.